Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lending hand.
And God save us,
God save us.
We're your friends,
your.
Greetings and welcome again, our radio listening audience, to this Sunday morning. Sunday afternoon, our broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of a Creator. Thank you for joining us. And today we have again a wonderful show with a very interesting discussion, which is, who are we as a human race? Imam Shabazz is striving so hard to reach the people with the truth and with the understanding and reality of a creator. And his purpose for us on earth. Who are we and why are we here? Why did he create us? We have many people with many different ideas. So we want to bring you this reality so that you see we come from actual facts and not someone's impression or idea. And we talk with you. That's why we want you to join us to discuss and understand exactly the information that we're bringing to you and to see and compare. So this is what it's all about. And you also share information with us and ideas that are interesting to us and can also help us in our show and with bringing the true reality of life, the true reality of our creator to the people, to our show. So thank you for joining us. And again, today's discussion is, who are we as a human race? The first impression of a person when you meet them is a lasting impression. Because when a person is trying to impress you, they are not being themselves. To be yourself, you must be the same all the time. We are being judged all of our life in this world. God is all good all the time. We were created to be God-like all the time. Excuse me, our radio listening audience, okay? We were created to be God-like all the time, and even as imperfect human beings, we can always strive for God's perfection. Allah created the human being in the womb of a woman in three veils of darkness. The spiritual meaning behind this is that Allah wants us as humans to understand that darkness represents the beginning of human life, mind, body, and soul. Also represents from out of spiritual ignorance into spiritual enlightenment. Most Muslims and most people are still in spiritual ignorance. Because Allah says, if people only desire the things of this world, they will not understand His spiritual truth. Allah is unseen. He has no partner. He is one. So this is what you see in this world today, a world of people who are in spiritual darkness or ignorance of their Creator. Allah says in His book, let there be light. And He separated the light from the darkness. And He called the light day, and He called the darkness night. This is important for you to know, people, because life for the human being is spiritual life, and death for the human being, spiritual death. Life is in good morality, and death is in bad morality. So, if we want to change our condition from the conditions we see today of evil and bad, we must come back to Allah's will, and His will is all good. And His will is perfect. But we must have good intentions and a pure heart for God to guide us. Thank you. See, our radio listening audience today that we are going to have a beautiful and very, very interesting discussion today with Imam Shahid Shabazz. And I can see that Imam Shahid Shabazz is in the studio today. He's on the air, and we will see. We see he's hearing us, and at this time, I will bring him on. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam.
Thank you, my beautiful brother. Just wanted to make sure we could connect today, as we had problems last Sunday. You are on the air now, and I have given our beautiful summary discussion to the people, let them know exactly what you're going to be talking about today. So you have the show.
Thank you. Well, thank you very much. Before I get started, I want to say a prayer to our Creator for blessing us to be here today to even be able to receive His inspiration through His last revelations, the Holy Quran, to all mankind through His last prophet, for all people, Prophet Muhammad Mustafa ibn Abdullah. This prayer is the opening prayer of the Holy Quran for all people. It's not just for Muslims, but this prayer is the prayer of all the prophets and messengers of Allah, because as I said, the Holy Quran is the final revelation. That means it's not the last revelation that Allah revealed to His prophets and messengers. He just finalized His revelation, and it's called a summary. He summed them all up in one book, and He protected the book from being corrupted. That is, people are falsifying any of His words in the Quran from Al-Fatiha, the beginning, to An-Nas, the end. And He did this simply by doing this. He say, if you are unclean, you won't be able to touch the Quran. Now, we know anybody unclean can pick up the book. He's not talking about that. He's talking about your heart. He made the heart pure. He put His spirit in our bodies at birth. He was putting His purity, and He was putting His Nur, His light, and His Nur, and his spirit, and His light, His spirit, Nur, and Ruh, spirit and light, into our hearts. That's why the heart is so important to our human life, and that's why so many people are dying and killing each other all over the world. It all starts with the heart. Now, we'll get into that. Let's say the prayer. With Allah's name, the merciful, benefactor, the merciful redeemer, all praise due to Allah, cherisher and sustainer of the worlds, the Lord of all systems of knowledge. Thee alone do we worship and thine aid we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy grace and favor, those whose portion is not wrath, and those who go not astray. Ameen. Thank you. Again, I greet you in the beautiful greetings of peace from all the prophets, from Adam, the first prophet, down to the last of the prophets, Muhammad. Peace be upon them all. Assalamu alaikum. Now, to go into this subject that we're talking about today, really it's the awakening of the human life, the human spirit. The real human life. We look around us today, we see nothing but death. Death and destruction everywhere. We see people, I'm going to deal with America just briefly. We live in America. We see in America a corrupt government. A government that does not care anything about the citizens of this government. The government is supposed to be a democracy, but all the people is saying it's hypocrisy. So the people are suffering real, 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 real bad today. I mean, you know, suffering is at its all-time high, you know. And in some words I want to share with you down here, these are words that are African words, but they are really Islamic words that the Africans learned through the way of life that covers most of the continent of Africa, which is Islam. Yes, Islam, Africa mostly is an Islamic country. Small part of it is Christian and some other religions, but I would say about, I think I'm correct, about 65 to 70% of Africa is Islamic countries. And so we'll get to that later. But I want to say that, you know, the awakening, when you think about awakening, you're thinking about, you know, somebody physically asleep, right? We woke up this morning, right? And we woke up this morning to see a beautiful sunshine, right? So that's one awakening. Then we have the awakening of the human soul, the awakening of the human mind to the reality of things you can't see. That's why it is said in all religions, they do say this, that faith is really belief in a creator you can't see. A lady told me today, she's a Christian, and she believes in, they say the Lord Jesus Christ is their Lord. They call them God. Okay, but she didn't say God while she was with me. She just said we all going to the same destination. We're going about it different ways, but we're all going back to one God. So that's how I deal with people. I don't deal with their belief. That's how Allah, the Creator, and Islam tell us. Everybody, Creator, say don't argue with people about their belief, because he say, I'm the one that know who I am, and I'm the one that make all things right in the end. So leave people alone. Get along with what you can get along with them on. And basically the key that all the prophets and messengers changed the world when the world was just like it is now. This ain't nothing new. Ain't nothing new under the sun. History repeats itself. And we look at the world and Allah, I want to say this to you people. Almighty God Allah said, though you may meet evil at every turn, every way you turn, you might see evil. But Almighty God Allah said he's still in control. He said good still rules on earth just like his goodness rules in the heavens. He have all power, people, over the heavens and the earth. We must first understand this before we can come to life again. And yes, most of us, Muslims, Christians, Jews, and all people, we right now as it stands, the majority of us are spiritually dead. And if we don't have a spiritual rebirth before we die, we cannot enter the kingdom of Almighty God Allah. You have to die the same way you was created in order to see Allah again. All you Muslim Christians and people say you want to see Allah. You want to be in his kingdom right after you die, after the resurrection and the judgment. Huh? And the judgment day. But you can't see Allah unless you with Allah in this world. See Allah. And you can see Allah. You can see the Creator. People, and until you see him, you ain't woke up. You still sleepwalking. You're sleepwalking. Because to be alive is to be what? Taqwa. You know what taqwa means in Arabic? It means God consciousness. God conscious. So if you're not conscious of God, and also to be alive means isan. It means taqwa and isan. Taqwa and isan goes together. It means to first be conscious that God see you, even though you don't see him. Worship him as if though you see him. That is, if you ain't around nobody, no, God is right there. He see what you're doing. And he holds you accountable for what you're doing, your actions. And now I want to say this for all of the people that believe in the Christian faith, and I'm not saying this to put you down. I want you to wake up. If God was a human being and he gave his only begotten son to save the world from sins, why are we still down here paying for our sins? My son just committed a sin, and he's in jail. Now, if Jesus died for his sins, why do he have to pay for his sin? I commit sins, and I pay for them too. Why do I have to pay for my sins? I don't commit sins intentionally. regardless, intentional or unintentional, you have to answer for your sin. So to be awake and alive as a human being, people, we want to emphasize the fact you must first believe in a God, a creator, that you can't see. And then after believing in a creator that you can't see, you must believe that that creator see you. And you must not just say this in words by taking a shahada in Arabic for the Muslims. No, you must show this in your actions. Because if you believe that God, Allah, your creator, see you all the time, and not only see you, you got to know to be taqwa and have the sand, faith, be alive, you got to in your heart and in your soul know that God or the creator knows what you desire in your heart. He knows your heart intention. He knows what you're thinking in your mind, even though other people don't. Nobody else does, but he do. And he say you must be pure in your body, mind, and soul before he will accept your faith. And if you commit immoral sins intentionally, he will not forgive you. He'll only forgive you when you make mistakes. He didn't create you perfect. He know you're going to make mistakes. But he's often forgiven, most merciful. So he say he or she that sincerely repents of sins is like he or she that have committed no sins. I want you to just think on that for a little while, if you will. I'm a bad patient with me today. I'm not going to rush. And I want you to understand Muslims especially, because we're supposed to be leaders in faith for the world. You have the final revelation, and you have the final prophet who represents the best moral conduct for all people in all faiths, in all religions. So why ain't you following him? And I'm talking about 999 of you Muslims out of every 1,000. You're not obeying Allah. You're following your own false desires. That's why the world is in the shade. It ain't because of the Christians. It ain't because of Donald Trump, Mr. Donald Trump. It ain't because of the Jews. It ain't because of the Christians, Muslims. It's because of you all. You the people Allah have charged now to bring the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth to the world. And that's the Holy Quran, and you're not doing it. In fact, you're not only not doing it, the majority of you are out here indulging into sin and corruption and moral corruption with the rest of the world and keeping the world in ignorance and sin by living a false Islamic life and misleading millions and billions of people every day. Don't you know on the day of judgment, Muslims, you to say you're Muslims, Allah say he, when he judge you, he say he going to take the sins of all the people you led astray by your false conduct, calling yourself a Muslim and living a corrupt life, an immoral life. He say he going to take the sins of all the people you misled from his truth in Islam and take their bad deeds and put on your record of deeds and take all of your good deeds and put on their record, guaranteeing you Muslims, you're going to go to hell, and a lot of these people you out here calling coppers, they're going to go to heaven. So you need to stop that stuff, Muslims. This is a wake-up call mostly for you Muslims. It's for everybody, but mostly y'all. Yeah, I'm going to get on you. That's why a lot of you probably don't like me, and guess what? I don't care. I'm going to get on you. I'm a witness of Allah. I'm going to tell you the truth. And I want to say what Allah says in this Quran. These are ayats out of the Quran, by the way, people. Almighty God, Allah say, you don't have true faith in him unless you have a spirit of devotion and charity and a spirit, a true and sincere spirit and a spirit that's abiding, meaning a spirit that don't stay in the masjid, that don't stay in your house, but no, go out in the community, in the public, that's abiding, spreading his spirit all over to everywhere, huh? And his spirit is in his truth. And he said, not a spirit doing this when you feel like it, every now and then, insulated acts of good, every now and then when you feel like it, or you want to do it. He said, moreover, after you have this be blessed, but this spirit can only come from Allah. You must not bow or submit your striving or your thinking or your hopes and plans for worldly greed or worldly ambition, which produces fear of worldly power. And most of you Muslims, you fear worldly power because you're striving for the same worldly vain things that they're striving for. I'm talking to you Muslims, and it goes for all people in particular, but in general, I'm talking to you Muslims. You're striving for worldly power. You're striving for worldly glory. And all glory belongs to Allah, and all power belongs to Allah. It don't belong to Muslim, Christian, Jew, nobody. And I want to say this here. This is what Lou Gossett Jr., he's an actor. He said on one of the spiritual movies I had, he said that in Africa, it's a word called Mumtubu or something like that. And he said this word means that God created the human race as one human family. And he said God intends for us to live as one human family. And he said to hurt one person in the human race is to hurt all people in the human race. And he said to help one person in the human race is to help all of them, to help all of the people in the human race, because Almighty God, the Creator, He created us one human family. Assalamu alaikum for now.
Walaikum asalam. Thank you, Ma'am Shahid Shabazz. You are listening, our radio listening audience, to the Sunday broadcast of Ma'am Shahid Shabazz. And as you can see, he's coming on again. And we just love and wait for that day that Sunday to hear his wonderful teachings, a message that he's bringing to us, the truth from our Creator. And we want to thank him for it, thank Almighty God Allah for him, and thank him for the beautiful messages that he brings to us today. So we want to let everyone know who's joining us that we want you to participate. That is to hit that number one button. Hit the number one button to let us know that you're on the air so we can hear from you too, so you can ask questions, so you can give comments and become a part of the discussion. That's what it's all about. So please, anyone out there in the radio listening audience, we know you're some people who don't like to talk, you just want to listen, but we would love to hear from some of you to let us know if we are pleasing you, if the information we are bringing to you is what you're looking for, to help you in this life, to find the right way, to find the way back to your Creator. And that's what we're trying to do, our intentions, to help you to get back home again, where you're going straight. So we thank you for joining us this Sunday morning with the man Shahid Shabazz on our beautiful discussion that we have today. Who are we as a human race? Yes. As he said, we are one human race. We are one human race. But we see ourselves trying to divide and separate as though everyone is created separately and differently, and we all came here from different ways and means. We want to act like we don't know who each other are, that one is better than the other. But no. We are all created by the one Creator, and He made us different to get to know one another, not to despise one another, but to learn from one another and to show our gratitude and appreciation to Him for this beautiful, unique creation that He's made us to be. So I was just listening to Imam Shahid, and I was thinking about how the world has gone so far astray today. The people in the world, not the world, the people in the world. We've been talking about the killing occurs. The one that's still being discussed is the school killing that we had here. But also, we had a young fellow to go on the University of Michigan's campus and kill his mother and his father. His father was a policeman, and his mother was a teacher. Now, I don't know why they were both together at the time at the university. I didn't go into detail in reading about the story, but he went there and shot both of his parents and killed them. And this was an African-American brother. He was about 19 and said, again, that he had a mental disturbance. That's so unfortunate. It seems that they said that we have had other shootings, individual shootings, Sister's main shooting. It seems to lead people to want to go and try to kill too, which is very strange. But it shows the time you're in, that people wait for somebody to kill so they can go and do the same thing. That's really, really very, very serious. Let us know that. As Imam Shahid Shabazz said, the job is not being done of reaching the people. And we as Muslims have been the ones, the chosen ones, assigned to reach the people. And you can see that our job is definitely not being done as the people who have been considered the chosen people. Because the world is in worse condition than ever. I didn't mean to talk forever now. I'm Shahid Shabazz, and we thank you for joining us today for the beautiful discussion that you're bringing to us. And now I will give the show back to Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Yes, thank you. I want to speak on these killings, people, and I want to speak on these children now killing. Do you know, people, most of you adults, you're dead. You're mentally and you're spiritually dead, starting with you Muslims. It ain't the children's fault that they're doing what they're doing. You know whose fault it is? The adults. Because Almighty God, Allah, the Creator, Allah say when you forget Him, Allah the Creator, you forget your own soul. So the war, and I want to say this, it's just something that Allah revealed to me to say in this way. The love of Almighty God, it don't put in people's heart and mind to kill human life that He made sacred. The love of Almighty God, Allah, it heals the mind. It heals the body, and it heals the soul. And the absence of the love of Allah or God Almighty, it kills. It causes you to kill your mind, body, and soul, and kill others. So check that out again. If you see all of this killing, it's because the absence of the true knowledge of Almighty God, Allah, is absent in the world. Not just in America, in the world. This ain't the first time this happened. It happened during the lifetime of a man called Muhammad. 1,400 years ago in a city in Saudi Arabia called Mecca. The world was just like it is now. Women walking around naked. Women and men having relationships, intimate relationship with each other. Killing little bitty girl babies alive. Just when they born, putting them in the ground, killing them. Doing all kind of horrible things like you're doing, you see in the day. And all this death, I'm going to let you know, Allah say in the end of time when He get ready to destroy all the evil in this world, people all over the world will be committing horrific crimes. So these are signs. These things are already written. We have no guidance to stop us from our own evil and the evil of this world and the evil of the Satan and his followers. You can't see the evil genes. They're evil spirits that whispers to human beings to kill and destroy each other. We have no protection from all of that evil except the protection of Allah. Allah says in the Holy Quran, those who believe, I'm the protector of those who believe in me. And when you believe in Allah, you obey Allah. You don't just talk faith, you live by faith. And if you live faith in Allah, you'll be living a good life. And if you teach your children about God, like I was taught about God when I was raised up in my generation in the 50s, in the late 40s, if you ain't forgot and you accepted those good spiritual teachings that you were taught, that was the best time of our race, the black African Americans in particular, in America, in this prison. It was back during the 40s and the 50s. You had a man by the name of Elijah Muhammad. He was blessed in the year of July the 4th, to meet a man by the name of Fahd Muhammad. And the man came and told him that God had blessed us to be the lost found tribe of Africa. that was to be the ones he chose to raise us up to change the state of the world's conditions now from all this evil back to a righteous, just, godly world. And that responsibility is still on us too. It ain't going to be all of us. It's only a group. Allah says in the Holy Quran, let there arise out of you, talking about the Muslims, a band of people, and join into all that's good and forbidden from all that's bad. And most Muslims in America, I'm just dealing with y'all right now, you ain't doing this, the majority of you. You ain't joining the people that good do. You wouldn't see all these killings, and you ain't forbidding the people from what is bad. In fact, you're in it with them. You have joined them. And so you're worse than them children that kill them people, and you're worse than these homosexual, gays, lesbian. You're worse than all these people. I'm talking to you Muslims today. If you ain't had nobody to give you a whooping from Allah today, you're going to get a whooping today. Like Muhammad Ali used to say, you're going to get a whooping today on your conscience and your mind. And whether it do you any good or not, I've done my job because I'm going to just let Allah use me to whip you. Allah said that there was a town years ago. This ain't no fairy tale. And he said he sent the Muslims, to his angels a punishment to destroy this town. And he asked the angels, though he's all-knowing, this is for us, not for Allah. Allah's all-knowing. He asked the angels, he said, is there any Muslim family in that town, that city? They say, yes. He said, and ain't no progress been made in the way of morality, people changing, nobody changing, no good at all. They say, no, things have gotten much worse since they've been there. Allah said, when you go back and destroy that whole wicked town, city, destroy the Muslim first. This is a warning to you Muslims that you're going to be destroyed first in this world, and on the day of judgment, he said, you're going to be the first ones judged and thrown into the hellfire. And I want to share with you, a lot of you people today, too, that my prayer goes out for America. My prayer goes out for the whole world, for the children, especially, and the elderly people, the older people, because the children represents our future, and the elders represent the wisdom, because the further you go back, the more spiritual the people were. And on up to date, we're in the time now where the people are the most wicked of all times since Allah created the first man and woman. And it's simply because the people, most of the people, 999 out of every 1,000 of the 7 billion or whatever amount of people, they done forgot God. When you forget God, you got a world of what? Evil. You got a world of Satan having his way with the world now because most people have forgot God. Almost people in religion, Muslim, Christian, Jews do, is talk God, that God talk and walk an evil walk. You ain't going to get no good results. Your children can't help themselves if you don't give them an example. Children, as you say, raise a child in the way you want it to go. Your people ain't raising these children godly. You can't blame the government and say, oh, they took God out of school and this and that. Can't nobody take God out of the soul of a human being, huh? Can't nobody do that. Evil can't even deal with your soul. Evil deal with your carnal self. Matter of fact, evil is afraid of the spirit of Almighty God Allah. It's true. Evil will flee if you sincerely talking about the truth or living the truth. Evil can't stay around you. It will leave. Evil says in the Quran, lo, I fear Allah. So evil fear God. So you know God, Allah, can't be in the minds and the hearts of most of the people because evil has got the human race destroying itself. And now the worst is that it's got our future in jeopardy. When it got the children killing, You know, people, you ain't got much longer to live. You ain't got much longer. Your future's real short. So these Lexus and Mercedes and houses and all you sisters and brothers who don't want to marry in Islam first, I'm talking about, because the brother ain't got a Mercedes, he ain't got a this degree or that degree from the white man, your enemy school, to teach you how to hate yourself. You ain't got his degrees of hatred, huh, towards yourself. Want to be like him, and you ain't got all of this money, I don't want to marry you, or whether it's sex, you ain't free sexually like I want you, that's why I don't want to marry you. All of this stuff comes from you not being in remembrance of your Creator. And I'm going to tell you something right now. Oil and water don't mix. So don't tell me truth and falsehood can mix. Allah said he got not the wrongdoers. So people, the majority of you, you're doing wrong because you have forgot Allah. And again, when you forget Allah, Allah said you will fall to the laws of the law. I remember a time that you could, 50 years ago, you would never hear tell in America a black a child killing their mother. Now that's, you can hear Caucasians doing that stuff when they came to America. Yeah, and they're still doing it. Who do we learn that this type of evil behavior from, African American? You can say I'm a racist all you want. I don't care what you say about me. It's you learned through slavery what my co-host said is that when they brought us here, the African America from Africa, over 500 years ago, we were educated people. We were the smartest people intellectually, scientifically, psychologically in the world. The Europeans beat us in all kinds of horrible ways. They castrated us, cut the babies out of the mother's womb when the baby was born, stomped it on the ground. They put two men in the ring and made them box. That's where boxing came from, until they killed each other. And not only box, they made them tear off each other's limb, snatch their eyes out, all kinds of horrific things. We learned this evil behavior from evil America. America, the government of America is the evilest, most corrupt government in the world. Yes, and she called herself the leading nation of the world. So what is she doing? Leading in evil. She used to be number one in terms of education. Now she's at the bottom. Why? Because in the beginning, you go back years ago, you had, and you still do, you had a lot of, say 200 years ago, you had a lot of good Caucasian people too that was tired of seeing African-American people being mistreated like we were being mistreated, and they helped us. They helped Sojourner Truth. They helped Nat Turner. Some of these people name I'm calling. Yeah, they helped them. They helped Harriet Tubman to lead us to freedom. And you still got some Jews and some whites that's trying to help lead African-American to freedom so they'll stop hating and killing themselves out of that slave mentality that they still have today. Slavery is an institution. And you call how you learn of institution. That's a joke. You're going to call how you learn of institution and you see all this evil in America? You got all these people with these degrees, bachelor degree, doctorate degree. What are these degrees doing to help save these children from going on these campuses, killing each other? And this stuff been going on about 20 years now with these children. In colleges, schools, I know a young man down here in North Carolina, Dobson, North Carolina, cut his mother's head off. And when the police came, he had her head in his hand, her severed head, blood dripping, veins and everything you see, and he was laughing, and this stuff didn't start happening to African-American people, I'm going to tell you, really until integration. When they integrated African-American people with Caucasian people, that was the worstest thing could ever happen to African-American people. In my hometown, Durham, North Carolina, in the 50s, before they integrated, in the 40s, it was called Black Wall Street, Oklahoma City, and many other cities around this country. they were practically ran by black people because white people didn't want to be with us. They were separated from us, our so-called white people, Caucasian people. Now, if we don't hurry up, I mean today, and call on the Creator that you can't see, Allah, the unseen Creator, and ask Him to forgive us for turning away from Him. And even in the Quran, he said, his final revelation, which of the favors of your law will you deny? When you forget your Creator, you start denying His favors, all the good He do to you, you don't appreciate it. You turn His good into evil when you forget your Creator. That's what's going to happen. The majority of people done turned evil into good because they don't have no protection to help them to resist evil. If you don't obey Allah, your Creator, you don't have any power to resist your own evil or the evil of this evil world. And I'm going to tell you why it's an evil world, because Allah said the root of all evil is the love of this world. And He said these things you are here calling good, they ain't none but goods and chattels of deception, things to deceive you to believe that this world is real and that there ain't nothing after this world, that this world is all there is. That's total disbelief in Almighty God Allah. Belief in Allah is belief in the unseen. Now, I want to share something else with you, and I'm through for now. Let me say this to you. This is why all this stuff is happening, because the true knowledge of the one Creator has been taken out of the life of the people. And people, when you submit or give your heart and your mind and your whole life to please, striving to please Almighty God alone, and to use your life in this material world only as a place where you are put to prepare for your real eternal life in the hereafter, then all of this killing and evil that we are, the human beings are just about to kill the whole human race, it'll stop. The world and stop from the evil during the lifetime of Prophet Muhammad or none of the prophets or messengers until they got the first message out to the people that would stop all evil. You know what would kill all this evil and stop the children from doing this and stop yourself from doing evil? Come back to the unity in the worship of Almighty God. Do you know Almighty? Do you know that all God? If you take one the O's out of the word good, what do you have left? God, meaning God is all good. So come back to the goodness of God, people. Stop playing with God in religion, Muslims. Stop just quoting Arabic. Stop going through empty rituals. And then go through them empty rituals and get up and go do immoral things. Huh? Living a life of ritualism and immorality. Righteousness is good morality. And wrongdoing, for all you secretive people, wrongdoing is that which wavers in your soul, disturbs your heart and your soul and conscience, and what you dislike people finding out about. Salaam alaikum.
Walaikum Asalaam. Imam Shahid Shabbat. That's who you're listening to today. Bringing to us the beautiful, beautiful teaching, as usual. Teachings that will stir our souls, that will change us to want to be the best of human beings, to want to know the true way of life, the best way of life to live. And he's bringing these teachings to us because that is his obligation from Allah. Do this. And he wants to see, receive Allah's blessings and make sure that he makes it through the hereafter, makes it to Allah, back home to Allah, because as you can see, this evil, poor earth that we have today and what's going on in it, nobody wants to live on it the way it is today. Even though they don't want to die, they still know that they really don't like this environment that they're living on the people. So therefore, Imam Shahid Shabazz, he's been feeling like all of his life, he seems to have a special duty to bring the truth about your Creator to the people, to all of you. And he searched for that truth, and Allah blessed him. And he's still seeking after Allah to bless him to give the truth the way he would have it, to desire to, And the best of it, and as you can see, Allah is blessing them to profoundly bring this information to you so that you will understand that it is clear to you and there will be no excuse. So he's doing what he's been told to do. He wants to receive the blessings of the hereafter. And he's a believer. So today he's teaching us on who are we as a human race. Yes. People. We are one here, one people from one creator. And that creator's proper name we say is Allah, and we can see why by just spelling the name A-L-L. Just those first three letters tell us who it is that we're talking about. The all in all. There's none to compare. There's nothing above the all. And
that's
A-H
right.
Is what we know as an article. When you see the letters A-H, they're known in the English language as an article that means the, that comes before word, the all. And the way it's written, A-L-L-A-H, in Arabic, we start reading from our right to the left instead of left to the right. So therefore, we still have E as being the first letter, the first word, the all. And A-L comes next, the all. So either way, we're seeing this word that's telling us that our Creator is not just part of something, something over here, something over there. He's broken into many pieces. He is one, the one and all, and the only Creator. So therefore, people, we want you to understand that this message is coming from the man through Shahid Shabbat with the truth, with logic, logical thinking and reasoning. Not through emotions that a lot of people bring the message to you. They want you to jump or holler and shout all over the floor and all over the room and all, and you go home with nothing but a bunch of entertainment. No understanding of any message to take with you, of the way of life that you're supposed to have, Allah has chosen for you to live, of your Creator and why He chose His way of life. This is what Imam Shahid Shabbat is clarifying today for you in his teaching. So we thank Allah for him bringing these teachings, blessing him to bring these teachings to us. So therefore, people, we want you to really listen carefully and let others know. Let them know about the teaching. Let them know if you're enjoying the show, pass it on. Pass the information on. So have others to join you, enjoy it too. There's only blessings that come for you sharing and spreading the word. I was just reading today on Revelation. We're always talking about Revelation. Even in the Bible, we refer to the last information message that was given as the book of Revelation. Revelation is really what? Why Revelation? Of course, Revelation, people, reveals to us the whole almighty truth, the truth of the way who our Creator is, number one, and who we are. And the type of life that he's chosen for us to live. And not only gives us that, he tells us the alternative. He's given us alternatives to choose or not to choose. But with that comes consequences, our choices. Our choices, there are consequences that come with that. And he lets us know that. So he's given us a chance. He's so merciful to live the right way, the best life, the life that he's chosen. But he also allows us to choose the life of evil, to choose wrong. But he does not lead us wrong, like a lot of people say. He leads us. No, he doesn't. He leads you to stray, as you so will to be left astray, really. You don't want to be bothered? Okay, I won't bother you. Be out there in that corruption and see what happens to you. So he's the most merciful creator. As the law's revelations, his revelations come to lead you from the depths of darkness, as Imam Shahid Shabbat said, into the light. And he has come to every age and nation in its own language. And he's brought to you in the language that you speak, that you understand, so that you can say you didn't, that there'd be no excuses for you to say, oh, I didn't understand it. Maybe it was brought to me, but I couldn't understand those languages and what he was saying. No, so the law brings it to you through a person who speaks your language. And these people are known basically as prophets. The last prophet have it, prophets are messengers, because the last prophet was really Prophet Muhammad. And he did come in the language, Arabic, speaking the Arabic language, because he came to people who spoke Arabic. So we have to understand that. But this book has been revealed to us in order that we might be led out of the depth of darkness into light, or the way of our Lord. And he is exhausted in power. And he's the one who we give all our praises to. Because everything belongs to him, all things in the heavens and the earth. But there are those who want the leading. For them, there will be the chastisement. They want to go astray, he allows you to go astray. Now I am not, going to turn the teachings back to Imam Shahid Shabazz and let him continue to give us this profound message that he has for us today. Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Assalamu alaikum. And I just want to say this to all of you listening. And if you listen and you want to, if you decide to, take it back to others. And then tell them to take it back to the others. And may those who get it last understand it better than y'all who understand it today. Life is in good morality. Life is in righteousness. You know, you ain't never seen life come out of bad conduct. You ain't never did evil and got good results. And your God, your Creator, Allah, so good to you people. You ain't got no excuse for all this evil and corruption. And you can't blame Donald Trump or nobody. Every individual is responsible for their own conduct and actions. And Almighty God, Allah, say, on the day of judgment, resurrection and judgment, personal responsibility on every individual soul going to be duly enforced. Means that you ain't going to be able to blame the devil. You ain't going to be able to blame Mr. Donald Trump or nobody for no your evil that you're doing. You're going to be to blame. And Allah say ain't no soul going to get no help from outside of that body. Meaning this person that he put a soul in, he put a record in that body also. It's called a record of deeds. And he say every time we commit a sin, a black stain comes on our heart. And he said, each time you commit a sin, another black stain comes on your heart. And he said, you can commit so many sins that your heart becomes completely black. And then you are completely a devil, a evil person, a evil spirit, and you are destined to go to hell. And at that point, you no longer have any good in you, and all you do is go around trying to destroy other human beings' soul with the devil. Most people don't reach that point. Also, Allah says in this final revelations in the Holy Quran, he says sin can reach a stage, a point where the doors of forgiveness are closed. Most people don't reach that point. Anytime you see people committing evil every day, you see these copycats killing, and it ain't stopping. It's getting worse. It's getting worse, people. And it ain't going to change on its own. There was a song a man written back here a while back. Said, the world, wake up everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more backwards thinking, time for thinking ahead. Say, the world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much war and poverty. Say, the world won't get no better if we just let it be, people. And that's what most of us are doing, just letting the world be. We're in, like the sister said, the co-host, we all, most people are doing their own individual thing, starting with you Muslims. I go to your masjids all around this country. You're doing your own thing. You got your own little cliques and groups and divisions. Let me tell you about that. Allah say in these last days, the Muslims would have 73 divisions or groups of Muslims giving themselves different names. He said every one of them would be off his straight path, going astray, except one. He said the Christians would have 72 denominations, and all of them would go astray from his guidance except one group. Say the Jews would have 71 groups of divisions in their religion, and all of them would go astray except one group. That should tell you something, people. Then he come back and say what? Out of every all the people in the world, that only a one out of every thousand is sincere in their faith in him and is trying to live a righteous life. So don't expect for most of the people in the world to get better in the days to come. They're going to get worse, and they're going to all be destroyed all at once eventually. But Allah, your Creator, is so merciful. He said he extends the rope for the unbelievers. Give them more time, that they may grow in their iniquity, their sin, their evil, their corruption. And he said when their cup of iniquity gets full, then he going to bring destruction there on them. It's going to be like a single mighty blast. Woo! And they ain't going to know what hit them. They're going to be gone. He done it in the past, and he's doing it now. The other night, he brought a wind through the northeastern corner of the United States. I haven't heard him bring a wind like that through in about 35 or 40 years. That wind was shaking houses. It was knocking down trees, tearing down power lines. Now, tell me, who's doing that, people? Again, your Creator did. You create again you all the warnings you need to turn back from this evil. Do you see, letting you know I'm finna bring total destruction to here on y'all. Is that what you want, people? That's what you're finna get. Allah done this in every generation. Go ahead on, co-host. I know you probably want to say something there. Go ahead on.
No, I was thinking about those winds because I was just coming from my doctor's office and crossing the street to go to the bus, and those winds were such that it actually knocked me from the sidewalk onto the grass.
I believe it. It's a powerful wind.
Oh, I've never seen them that powerful before. I've never been in them anyway, I'm telling you.
Yes. And people from D.C., Jersey, and all of them been calling me, talking about how the power lines went out, came off the ground, the telegraph pole. This was one of the strongest winds Almighty God has brought through in our time. And people still around here don't want to acknowledge him and think that evil's got power. Not talking about Satan, their own evil. Their own evil. They think they got power. More people around here talking about their gods. And if they ain't saying it out of their mouth, they living their life like they ain't accountable to no gods. That's how they living, most people, like they ain't accountable to no creator. I can do what I want to do, and when I die, that's the end of everything. Ain't nothing going to happen to me. They say they believe in the hereafter, but most of them telling a lie. Ain't no way you can believe in the hereafter and the day of judgment and continue intentionally committing sin and thinking that you ain't going to answer to your creator. You don't just wait till the hereafter. You pay for your sins right here in this very life. That's why these children are doing what they're doing. These are the sins of the adults. They are not teaching the children God consciousness. They are giving them money, sending them to big schools, and thinking that the devil gonna teach them the right way in his schools. These are devil schools in this country. Satan schools. Talking about schools of higher learning, schools of higher miseducation. You've been miseducated, people. And you ain't just been miseducated in academics. You've been miseducated, most importantly, in spiritual matters. Allah says that in the Quran that most people in matters of the world, they give all their attention. But in the higher spiritual matters concerning their real spiritual eternal life, they don't take no heed. Most people don't take no heed. Starting with you Muslims. Your value system is totally corrupt. You place all your values in things that have no real existence. This whole world and everything in it is an illusion. And that's what most people place their value in. Things of this material world, the illusions. And Allah done told you that this world here, the root of all things of this world, this whole world, is evil. And that's what you're getting evil out of it. And you're going to continue getting evil out of it because the law's words are true. What he say will come to pass. In fact, none can stop it. I want to share this from the Quran with you, too. Only Allah's truth in the Holy Quran, and this is for all people, will free the human soul and mind from evil, which works inside. Which works in the absence of true spiritual enlightenment, true spiritual understanding. And only true spiritual understanding can only come through, you know, the blessings of Almighty Allah. And a sincere and faithful servant of Allah. Yeah, you got to be sincere. Most Muslims ain't sincere. They short in their action, Christian, Jew. The world wouldn't be in the shape it's in. It's the job of the religious community to change this world. It ain't the job of politicians. It's never been the job of politicians. It's the job of religious people, but y'all ain't doing your job. Huh? You done went to sleep on your job. And so now you're caught up in the evil. And most of you can't get out of it because most of you don't want to get out of it because you're enjoying the false little temporary pleasures of it. But that's going to soon bring you to an eternal evil end. So only the sincere and faithful servants of Allah can understand Allah. And Allah speaks about light and darkness. And Allah's truth is the light. And evil and falsehood keeps us in darkness. And most people accept Allah in the truth. They won't just accept the whole truth, starting with you Muslims. So, also, ignorance and knowledge represents light of understanding Allah, and darkness represents ignorance of understanding the knowledge of your Creator. Ignorance keeps us in the darkness of understanding right from wrong. True knowledge. Bear with me a moment here, if you will. True knowledge and understanding of the spiritual life that our Creator created for us and the Holy Quran, the last book of revelations that Allah revealed for the whole world to save us from this evil all over the world. He said in the Holy Quran, he revealed the Holy Quran as a healing for the diseases in our hearts. And he said also in the Holy Quran, hearts do find satisfaction in the remembrance of Allah. So all of these people killing people like this and children and people, their hearts are diseased. What do heart disease mean? It means the heart is diseased because it's been separated from the Creator. When the Creator, Allah, created the heart, he put his spirit and truth in the heart, and it made the heart at peace. It made the heart at peace. The heart had purity and peace. It won't disease. It was at ease with the love of Allah, with the peace of Allah. Huh? But when you separate the heart from the remembrance of Allah, your heart becomes diseased. And then you begin to think evil thoughts. And then you begin to do evil things. So if you want to stop this evil, bring the heart back and give it to put it back where in the state it's supposed to be in, a godly state. Allah made the heart good. He said he created the nature of good in everybody's heart. Ignorance people, ignorance will keep you in spiritual darkness. And the truth in the Holy Quran is the only book on the planet that will stop this evil, bring the people out of ignorance of Allah, their true creator, and bring them back to his true spirituality that you can't see, and his true reality that you can't see. The only reality, ain't nothing in this world, people, real. Ain't no creation real. The only reality is the creator of all creation. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam. Walaikum assalam. And now, Shaheed Shabazz, bringing to us again the more powerful teaching, bringing to us again the truth to make us ponder and think if we are serious. If we are serious, then we have no excuse for showing that. Like so, the truth and teaching of the Mem Shahid Shabbat and changing the way of life that we're living into a better way, the way that pleases Allah. Because we know that we're actually doing wrong and going astray. That's why we're searching and not satisfied with the life we're living. But now you have a choice. You've been shown the right way. And you need to react on that that's been brought to you and taught to you. So people want to let you know that you are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. The reality of the Creator. This is for real. It's no joke, no play, nothing to arouse your emotions with a lot of false feelings and arouse you with just a lot of spiritual jumping about and shouting about physical enjoyment and entertainment. This is not what this is for. It's to reach your mind and your consciousness, to touch your spiritual life, the life inside of you, and get you to think and see which way you're going, which direction are you going in life. Please, with what you see with yourself. If not, you need to get it together, because the Imam Shahid Shabazz just let us know the signs today are stronger than ever. Stronger than ever to let us know there's not much time left. We don't have much time to get together. So, again, as I said, we are listening to the broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, Reality of the Creator. They come from at 1 o'clock p.m. every Sunday. Sometimes we have technical problems like we did last Sunday. We must apologize. These things do happen. It's to show that nothing is perfect. Now, human beings definitely, nor anything that they make or design is perfect. And so I would say, how you plan a lot, the best of planners. And there will be times when this will be shown to you. So, therefore, we weren't able to come on last Sunday because of technical problems in the studio. I got on, but we couldn't get the host and his guest that he had last Sunday on. We are thankful that Allah blessed us to come on this Sunday and for blessing Imam Shahid Shabazz to bring this powerful, powerful message to you today. And now I give back to you again, Imam Shahid Shabazz. I think we might have about 7 more minutes to go here in Mount Shabbat with the teachings, and then it'll be time for us to conclude.
Okay, well, you know, praise be to Allah. First of all, we want to say we give all praise to Allah. We pray to Allah that we was blessed to be used by Allah to bring to the people a clear message that they can't say, I didn't understand what he was talking about. No. Allah said he made his truth clear, and he made it his truth clear, easy to understand and remember for the sincere and pure in heart. So if your heart is not pure, that's your fault. You can make it pure if you have time, if you ain't already one that has then reached that state where you can't get back to Allah because you just continually intentional sin. I want to say the material world that you're existing in, people, it's a carnal or empty world. The things in this material world are not real. This is why they don't last. The real and lasting world is the unseen world of Allah, the Creator. Allah created us, people, and put us in this material world only to test our faith in his unseen reality and to see who would be best in conduct. Faith in Allah is belief in the unseen, I emphasize. We can't see air, but we breathe air, don't we? Who supplies the air? Allah. To keep us alive. So we don't see our Creator, but he is the one keeping us alive. He is the life in all creations. So our form or a body is not our life. Most people are all into their bodies, all in the sexual desire. I've had women in my life tell me the only reason that they can't stay with me and be with me is because I was too spiritual for them. you know, that I keep God too much in my life. You're too devoted to God. I want you devoted to me. Can you imagine such insanity? They outside their mind. They just lost their mind. They're outside their mind. And Satan is driving their car. I'm just using these here. Our life is inside our body. And that life, is the spirit of Almighty God Allah. His will, His spirit. Our life is our souls. You can't see your soul, but your soul keeps you alive, don't it? That's basically pretty much all I got to say. I mean, nobody wanted to come on. You had some people, they always do that, say, oh, I'm going to come on, and, you know, they won't come on. And that's okay. I'm not condemning them. But, I mean, why are you afraid to come on? You say you believe in the truth. You say you live by the truth, especially you're Muslim. Why you won't come on and try to help us, me and the co-hosts, do the dawah or the propagating, spreading the truth so it can stop all this killing and evil? Because it's happening to the Muslims, too. You all ain't escaping it. And when you don't go out and try to make it better, Allah said he's going to destroy you Muslim first. So you can go on deceiving yourself, letting yourself deceive your Muslim, thinking that you can get all these new masjids and, get all of these crowds of people around you, and you are all together, not with other people, just trying to impress each other. That's what the Christians doing too. And the Jews and other religions. But y'all impressing each other ain't changing the world. The people are suffering. The children are suffering. Because you adults are trying to act like teenagers. Me and my cousin out of Richmond was talking about that. He's 81. The 81 son, I'm 61. And people our age, Muslim, Christian, Jews, people in general, they're trying to act like teenagers. They don't want to go forward in life to God. They want to reverse time, and they're around here messing with their own children, having sexual relationship with them. They're around here messing with young people. There are people, their granddaughters and other people's granddaughters and grandchildren. Muslim leaders are messing with little children, molesting them, Christian leaders, Jew leaders. And Allah said they will be doing this in the last days. And in my conclusion, Almighty God then warned us in the Quran that the evil Satan would lie, L-I-E, and wait for people in these last days in religion, in all religion, including Islam. So God's people are lost. People ain't in religion. They're out on the street waiting on the righteous people like myself and the co-host to go out there and reach them, not so much just by word of mouth, the word of Allah, but most importantly by living the word of Allah so they can see the light of God in our life. And I was stopped by a white lady the other day, and she thought I was a priest, a father, and she done the cross and asked me, say, Father or priest, can you help me? And she was crying. I said, ma'am, what's wrong? She said, my mother just passed, and my bills, I can't hardly pay them. I'm going through all kinds of changes. And I said, I'm a spiritual man, ma'am. I said, I can pray for you if you want me to. I'll be honored. And I prayed for the lady. I said, can I hold your right hand? Right hand means the right way, to lead to the right. And left means to go astray. So I prayed for the lady. And after I prayed for her, Allah blessed me, prayed, used me to pray through me to the lady and give her what her heart needs to be comforted. She went away smiling. And I said, Allahu Akbar, God is greater. He's made my day. So you help others, and Almighty God will help you. Allah said, if you don't have mercy on others, He won't have mercy on you. He'll stop having mercy on you. And you Muslims, and I'm getting on y'all hard and strong. Y'all say y'all believe in Allah, and especially y'all that know a little bit of Arabic, always trying to show off. Allah say it's your deeds He's going to judge you by and your intention. And Allah say for all of you Muslims, He say, you know, that do you all go out and enjoy right conduct like the Jews and the Christians did in the days of Prophet Moses and Prophet Esau, Jesus, and do you all go out and enjoy right conduct on the people, and you all have His book that has all right conduct in it, or in Quran for all people, and you forget the practices yourself? He said, do you not understand? Assalamu alaikum.
Well, Lekamatsalam, and now Shahid Shabbat, as you can see, he's really been teaching and putting the word out today, warning you, reminding you. Yes, indeed. He's bringing you the message. If there was even one who wanted to comment, you know you hit that number one. Hit number one on the phone, and you could show up in the studio. However, we have now about, I guess, about 2 or 3 minutes left here. And I want to say that Imam Shahid Shabazz is bringing home the truth of the time that we're in. Our Creator came here, and it's amazing, people. The Creator lets us know that if we only live according to His will, He's going to give us blessings that we cannot imagine. And yet we don't have enough faith and more belief enough to try to live a good, right life, and which is only will bring about more happiness to us. We'll be like one big, beautiful human family enjoying one another. But no, we prefer this evil out here, using and teasing, talking about and doing evil and wrong to one another. And we call this living and call it life. Following the way of Shaitan, the evil one. We choose that above striving to please our Creator, who is so merciful and constantly postponing His destruction on us. The only reason why He hasn't destroyed us is because of His mercy and postponing
us. That's right.
And allowing us to really come to Him, to change our mind, and to come back to the right way. And we still ignore the truth and the warnings. With all that's happening today, anybody has to be out of their mind not to want to find find their Creator. How do I go to my Creator? How can I live the life I'm supposed to live according to Allah, according to God, or whoever you're going to call your Creator? But people, you're not trying to live according to any so-called God that you call Him. Regardless of what you call your Creator, you're still not trying to live a life because the instructions are the same. Regardless to the name you give Him, His instructions are the same. And if you study all religions, you have the right guidance and the right way for you to live your life. It's all the same. But how many are following it? Like Imam Shahid Shabazz said, about 1 in 1,000. And that's sad. That's very sad. Thank you, thank you. Now I'm going to turn the discussion back over to Imam Shabazz. It's time for us now for him to make salat, for him to give a dua so that we can close for today. It was such a beautiful discussion.
Yes.
You just want to go on and on. All right,
well,
Imam Shabazz.
Thank you. Thank you. We know we have to conclude for now. But in our conclusion, we'll conclude with prayer, but we want to say this is part of the prayer. All the good. We pray in our prayer as Muslims. I want you all Muslims to understand this. We pray in our prayer at the end of each of our prayers. We say, O Allah, bless us with the good that you bless Prophet Muhammad with, that you bless Prophet Abraham with. And we say, O Allah, bless us with the good of this life and also of the next life. And most Muslims take that literally to mean that the material things are good, when Allah then said they ain't nothing but goods and chattels of deception. And so most Muslims in particular, because we're supposed to be the leaders in faith, I want you to know that the good Allah talking about, it ain't material good. It ain't your body, sex with your wife and your husband, and the sexual relationship. The good Allah talking about is his spirit. Allah's all good. So the good in the heavens and earth is the good of Allah. It ain't the material thing. It ain't your home. It ain't your money. It ain't your looks. Huh? It's the goodness of Allah. And even you're talking about you're beautiful. Prophet Muhammad, praise and peace be upon him, said Allah is beauty. So even the beauty that you see in this creation, it ain't the beauty. The real beauty is behind the creation, and the creation is only a reflection of the beauty of the beautiful, beautiful Creator behind it. We say all praise is due to Allah, the guardian evolver of all creation, the cherisher and sustainer of the world. O Allah, bless these people to wake up before you bring total destruction on them real soon. and let them know that they have reached a point in sin where the doors of forgiveness are closed, and that, like you said to your prophet Noah about the ark, that the water was coming to destroy the world. Let them know through me that I'm a warner, one of your warners, and you getting ready to destroy them real soon, and very, very soon, if they don't turn away from their wicked, evil ways. And let them know that you know their hard intentions. They may deceive them, allow themselves to deceive themselves and deceive each other, but they cannot deceive you, and they cannot deceive those whom you guide. I mean. Allahu Akbar.
Thank you, Lamb Shahid Shabbat, the reality of a creator. Join us again next time, the same time, 1 o'clock p.m., and have a wonderful day and the most blessed day. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.